Welcome to the Path to Profit podcast with your hosts, Dr. Manette Riordan and Brad Dobson.
Hi, and welcome again to the Path to Profit podcast. This is our second episode of the year. This will be episode 79. And our second in the series, of business planning specifics. And today, we really want to talk to you about setting up your promotions for the whole year, your promotional calendar.
Which leads us right into our quote for this week, which is from P.T. Barnum. It's a famous quote, been around a really long time. Which is that without promotion, something terrible happens. Nothing. So one of the places we want to begin this conversation about why have a promotional calendar is because if you're in business, I assume that you're in business to make money. And yet what we find with our creatives is that so often they get stuck thinking that promotion and marketing are icky and it feels yucky and you feel like a used car salesman.
That's right.
I even remember 2 years ago when you were starting in the business, like the fear that you had around just putting that buy now button on the page on the website.
I couldn't pull the trigger on it. It was kind of weird. And that's for somebody that, you know, I don't think of myself with a lot of those issues. And we've had other clients who, you would definitely think of as people that would struggle with that. And they did sorely.
And still do. Some really still feel that challenge.
Well, and I think a lot of it comes from, certainly from our healer types I don't know if that's a nice way to say it, but they're the folks that think of themselves as,
I don't know if that's a nice way to say it either.
They see themselves as people who are brought into the world.
I think I am one of those healer types.
Yeah. Brought into the world to help.
Yeah.
And come from that place. And so it's definitely not second nature for them to promote.
But here's the thing about promotions. They get easier. I was doing some planning and goal setting and intention setting and writing and journaling and all the things you do at the beginning of the year. And actually this Saturday is my 53rd birthday. Woo-hoo. And it's my 17th year as an entrepreneur. How crazy is that?
Wow.
17 years
You're
of being
now.
In business for myself. I had the same thought. I'm like, what does it mean to be 17 as a business owner? And maybe I could have some of that energy back of being 17. But the thing that I've had to learn many times over is that when I'm crystal clear about what it is that I'm selling, why I'm selling it, and how it will help people, it takes a lot of the icky feeling away. So what we want to talk to you today is about why you need a promotional calendar and what it'll do for you and how it will take the icky feeling away.
And even what it is.
Yeah. And then some practical, fun, super creative tips on how to make it happen. This is not a boring spreadsheet process. You hopefully by now know us better. And if you're listening to us for the first time or watching us on YouTube for the first time, you can see all the art behind you that my son had a lot of fun hanging on the wall there. You'll know that we do everything with crayons and markers, because when you add color and playfulness to your marketing strategy and planning, it takes a little bit of the fear and it factor away from it.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is a promotional planner calendar thingy?
Well, it's kind of setting in stone, you know, how it is you're going to put yourself out there as a business over the next period of time.
Specifically today, we're looking at over the whole 12 months.
Yeah. And we like to get a higher level view of our promotions for the next 12 months. And in fact, we did that late in the last quarter for 2018. Specifically, we're doing themes. So we started out with goal setting in December and business planning and January and so on and so forth, because that allows us to focus our content better and provide better for our listeners and our readers. But you might parse it up differently. Perhaps you're a retail salesperson, an Etsy store or actually a brick and mortar store for your creative stuff, and you know that your promotions have to go around seasonal or, you know, all the traditional promotional times. And so it's different for everybody. You know, coaches might find that they're the same as gyms, right? They're going to have a lot of people sign up in the beginning of January. So it's a matter of sitting down and looking at your calendar, and maybe you have live events that you know are fixed in stone. You know, that's coming up in whatever it is, October 1st, and you've got promotions surrounding that. So it's a matter of getting that giant calendar out and starting to plot things in terms of how you can promote yourself, your business, the products you sell, the services you sell, and start, well, like I said, plotting that out, really seeing how it is you're going to put yourself out there in terms of promoting.
Yeah, and you can, excuse me, you can check out our show notes. I'm going to put a photo of our wall calendar in there. Mm-hmm. And so they can see how we actually do this. We have a 12-month write-on wall calendar so that we can move things around. But I want to back up just a little bit about why the emotional reasons and sort of practical reasons around why have a promotional plan for the year. And these were lessons that I sadly think we've been learning the hard way. Like, we've had promotional plans and promotional calendars usually a quarter at a time. And in fact, in episode 80, we're going to get really specific with why we think you should work in a quarterly cadence for your business. But the reason to have a promotional plan is one is tied directly to your income. If you're not creating consistent promotions, you're not making money. But it also will help you to eliminate overwhelm, stop you from going insane or driving your spouse insane. It'll keep you from overdoing it. Sorry, having some froggies in my throat.
That's all right.
And that final thing is, and this is something Brad asked for very specifically, and it was a big learning for me personally, was that you need to plan breaks following your promotions.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's there's kind of a couple ways that this could play out for you. You can do the unplanned approach where you figure out, you know, 14 days.
Oh God,
days.
I need to make money. What can we promote this month?
Yeah, exactly. You figure out 14 days before, 30 days before.
Or 2 days before.
Yeah, and you cobble together something, mm-hmm. a few emails, and they go out, and maybe the links are broken or whatever. And you never really got the traction that you needed to pull things in. Plus, you spend a lot of time with churn that way. Whether it's you on your own or you and your team, there's interruptions and just a lot of wasted time that way. So that's one way it could go. The other way it could go is, you know, you gracefully approach a promotion. You see it, you know that it's coming a couple months ahead. You, your team, whoever it is able to produce the things that you need to, whether that's emails, landing pages, whether that's simply you getting out to more more networking events, you having practiced the spiel, your spiel related to the thing you're promoting. You know, maybe you go to the Chamber of Commerce and you have a slightly different 20-second pitch. Because you know that that's what you're promoting at this point, and you've practiced it, and you know it's coming. It's not something that you wing and you get all red-faced about.
Yeah, and there's a word in there that you keep saying that I think is so important to sort of pluck that out and shine a little more light on it, and that's practice. I think one of our big themes for 2018 in our business is mastery. Rather than constantly creating new things, getting a lot better at the things that we already do well. And part of the reason that we're looking at this promotional calendar is so that we don't make ourselves crazy and that we do a good job. And I want to give a really specific example. We're launching a brand new membership program this week, actually. We're pretty excited about mm-hmm. it, called the Creative Business Accelerator. And if you're on our email list, you'll be getting some super fun emails and a super secret special offer for that. So if you're not on your list, on our list, you probably might want to think about jumping on it this week. But I spent probably 8 hours yesterday writing a 3-minute script for a video and 5 emails. This is not something I'm taking lightly. In the past, I probably would have just cobbled together a few emails and they wouldn't have been great and they wouldn't have been consistency, but I've actually created a story arc and it's a whole promotion around my birthday. So there's a theme that ties it together. It's an example of how we're using a holiday, my birthday, of course it's a holiday,
exactly,
right? To plan a promotion. And we have had this scheduled. In fact, we pushed the schedule back. We were going to launch it in December.
You're making me think I need to work on the promotion for your birthday.
The promotion for my birthday. No, you don't need to. My birthday is all perfectly fine. But the whole sense that we want you to take away from this is very practical. It's to look at the next 12 months. And here's what you want to look at. You want to look at what are the seasonal promotions that matter to your business? Like Brad said, if you are in retail, you can really capitalize and monetize some of the holidays that are out there, including some of the fun, quirky ones that aren't like the massive Hallmark holidays. So like National Ice Cream Day. Yes. Bacon Day.
Bacon Day.
Bacon Day. Every day in our house, I think, is Bacon Day.
Exactly.
Almost every day. But so what are those days, right?
That, no offense, vegans.
Yes, no offense to vegans. Maybe it's, you know, National Hummus Day.
That's right.
Right? Which we also eat almost daily at our house. But it's just that noticing what are the seasonal promotions that you can capitalize in your business. What specific business promotions do you need to plan for that are tied to live events that you're hosting, launches of online programs that you're offering, releases of maybe brand new programs or releases of programs that maybe you only release or open the doors to once a year. And really looking at what are ongoing promotions versus one-off promotions. So for us, a lot of people have come to our email list through our Mentor Maker Maverick Archetype Quiz. And that's an ongoing promotion. It has an ongoing Facebook ad, ongoing email sequences, ongoing offers, as opposed to what we're launching with the Creative Business Accelerator, which this week is a one-time promotion. There will be other ways to join that group. It'll have ongoing promotion connected to it as well. But it's very different than when we host a three-day workshop, and that has its whole own promotion.
Right.
So the whole point of looking at it from an annual perspective is to make sure, one, you're not doing too much, and two, to make sure you're doing enough. And it is a fine balance. But realistically, for any type of launch or promotion, you're going to need 6 to 8 weeks to really do a good job.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
From the creative part to the promotional part to the actual getting the word out, even if you're only doing maybe a three-day online promotion of something,
right,
it can take 6 weeks to create that. And so all the promises that you hear online of get rich quick, make $1 million overnight, right? What they don't tell you is how much work goes into all of this before an actual launch. So looking and planning ahead, and I know, my sweet creatives, how hard this can be to do. It can be hard for me to do it, although I love the planning. And it was so wonderful yesterday to sit down at my desk to log into our planning software that we use called Jira, and to go, okay, these are the next two tasks that need to happen in order to move this promotion forward. So falling in love with planning is a big part of what we want for you to feel in this first month of 2018.
Yeah. And just to follow up on that, I think that there's a couple of things that I'd like to just reinforce a little bit. I heard from
We're going to keep reinforcing.
One of those things. I heard from digital marketer, I think Ryan Dice, that I think the comment was, if you're not, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're not doing a Black Friday promotion, you're leaving money on the table. And if you try and think of it objectively, you know, if you look at your inbox, you know, over Thanksgiving, it was full of promotions, right? So people are vying for attention, and you could be one of those players, and, you know, your customers want stuff from you. And so they think, hey, it's time to buy, because there's so many promotions going on. So don't, just because you're in a, an industry, perhaps coaching or similar, that doesn't, traditionally jibe with Cyber Monday, don't think that doesn't mean that you can't run promotions like everybody else. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the part about planning the breaks. And, you know, we're terrible about
taking breaks.
Yeah, we'll plan a promotion and then turn around and have another promotion the next week that we just forgot about, or we didn't plan out. And yeah. So look at that natural flow and think about what you need after you put all this effort to setting up a promotion and getting it off the ground, so that you have some space to just kind of kick back and let your brain relax a little bit.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you may have an idea of what you want to launch this year, and you may be thinking you need to launch it all right now or in the first quarter of the year, or you may have plans to launch something now and something in the fall. When you put it on a 12-month calendar, you actually also can see the gaps. So in addition to making sure that you're not overdoing it, you have to make sure you're not underdoing it. Even if your goal is simply to get 5 new clients a month or to sell 2 large pieces of art a month, right? So I have friends who are sculptors or friends who are musicians who they may not be looking for daily sales. They may be looking for fewer, larger sales, but being crystal clear about what are the promotional activities needed to drive 5 clients, to drive the sale of 1 sculpture? Does that mean going to local art fairs at least once a month or several times a month, or during the season of sort of March, April, and May is like art festival season,
right?
And making sure you're hitting as many of those in your community as you can. So not only are you looking at what are you promoting, but what are the specific activities that need to happen to drive that process? And if you're looking at your calendar, and actually the art festival is a great example. So March, April, and May tend to be festival season, right? And if you're doing a lot of festivals March, April, and May, but you really don't have any other promotional opportunities the rest of the year, there's a big gap, like a 9-month gap. So what are you doing the rest of the year to grow your business? You can't guarantee that all of your sales for a whole year are going to come from a 90-day period. So this is where it's so important to look at the opportunities, to look at the gaps, and to not overdo it.
Yeah, and to follow up on that, you know, if you know from your past history, maybe you've been in business 10 years or 3 years, if you know that summer is slow and that's a problem for you, well, work on something pre-summer for a promotion to, you know, to round up some business before summer starts. Mm-hmm. If you know that summer's slow and that's okay with you because the kids are out and that's when you traditionally go on your vacation for a month or a couple weeks, yeah. Then that's fine. Don't worry about that gap. It's, you know, it's your break. But especially for those times when you know that you have in past performance, you know that it's been a slow time. Sales are terrible in February or August. You know, you're not alone, but hey, you know, give yourself a little bit more of a chance. Get something before that. So preload that time with a decent promotion that, you know, maybe brings in an extra $100 or $1,000 or whatever it is for you.
$10,000.
That'll give you a little bump at that time that you haven't had in the past just because you weren't sure what to do or because you just did exactly the same marketing that you had done previously. So things to think about.
And then the last piece I want to share, and then we're actually going to tell you our process, our playful creative process about how we do this, is that when you're looking at the promotional calendar, don't forget this is all about connecting with people and making a difference in people's lives. I think one of the places where people feel so offended by marketing and it makes us reluctant to do our own marketing is that it is always about the sale as opposed to about the people. And so when you're looking at your promotional calendar, always look at each promotion from the perspective of who is this promotion for? And what problem is it solving for them? Because when you know that you're growing your business to both help people and make money, it changes the emotion and intentionality that we have behind it and allows us to approach all of our promotions from a place of grace. And that word keeps coming up. I didn't realize we'd written it here in December when we were doing our planning for this. But one of the words that's on our hearts and in our minds this year is grace. Right? How can we bring more grace and ease to everything that we're doing? And planning is the number one way to do that, right? Sitting quietly in meditation is a different way to do it, but planning allows the spaciousness And it allows you to really connect your planning and your promotions to the people that are on the receiving end of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And just remember that these promotions, this marketing, these sales are to help your ideal client. Mm-hmm. You're trying to help people. And this is the best way that you can do that.
Yeah.
If you're not putting your stuff out there, whether it's stuff in an Etsy store or coaching, if you're not putting it out there, how are you going to help your peeps? Yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah.
It's important.
Totally. So I'm going to share just a very quick process for how we start this whole planning process, and then we'll close up for the day. And you come back next week. Make sure you don't miss next week. We're going to talk about how do you look at this promotional calendar from a quarterly project planning perspective, and why a quarterly cadence or a 90-day sprint, although Brad says 90 days isn't a sprint.
Yeah.
But, you know, how can you look at things in 90-day chunks in order to make everything go faster? Because we all want to make a profit in our business. We all want to get that money flowing in. And we need to be really careful that in our urgency to create income, we're not also creating burnout and overwhelm. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we do is we literally start with a giant 12-month wall calendar or just a big sheet of paper with the 12 months written on it. On that wall calendar, you want to mark holidays first. This is something that I learned also the hard way. I've learned a lot of things in business the hard way. But I owned a publishing company. I had a parenting magazine for 11 years. And holidays were super important, right? We did a lot of work with the holidays. And so the first thing to do is to get a 12-month calendar and mark all the important national, political, religious holidays, right? So Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa,
Thanksgiving,
Valentine's Day, Grandparents' Day, Mom's Day, Dad's Day, right? School's out, school starts. So all the things that are happening that might impact your client's ability or interest in either buying or not buying on a given day. So making sure that you're conscious of all the holidays. You don't want to plan a course launch on Easter, right? For example. So you got to make sure that you're very cognizant of when these holidays are. It's also fun to list out some of the quirky holidays. And if you just go Google
we talked about that.
We'll put a link in there to some of the lists of all the quirky holidays. You might list some of the quirky holidays that would be fun, playful, and of interest to your ideal clients. So then using sticky notes is my favorite process to do this. But if you're using a wipe-off calendar, you could also use just a whiteboard marker. But I love using sticky notes to start to plan your promotions. Kind of just do a brain dump on the sticky notes of the different things that you want to be promoting for this year and start to place them on the calendar. Sticky notes are great because they allow you to move them around. Or one of my clients told me about these new things called slickies, as opposed to sticky notes.
I don't want to know.
And well, they're stickier and they move around and you can put them on the wall. And so slickies or sticky notes. So I love fun tools like that.
Gotcha.
Right? I might have to ask for some slickies for my birthday. And but just really making sure that you're looking at the promotions, you're putting them on, that you're looking at the most important projects, the ones that are going to most support your clients and make you the most money and feel like the most fun, right? It has to be fun. It has to be profitable and it has to be pertinent to solving the problems of your ideal clients. So wall calendar, large sheet of paper, sticky notes, all the holidays go on first. And then finally, you start to plan out your projects. And then next time, we're going to talk about how to take those promotional projects and break them down into quarterly chunks so that you don't wake up any day of the week saying, I don't know what to do today to grow my business.
Yeah. And you know, for folks that are listening to this time delayed, you don't have to do this in January. You can do this anytime. Start right now.
Well, we do it probably monthly, right? And certainly quarterly, we sit down and look at these bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you definitely plans. Want an initial first pass of 12 months. And then you can start to plan things away from that. I think the only other thing I would finish up with is that part of this is really fun for us because what it does is it allows us to plan creative things mm-hmm. that we're going to create to promote.
Yeah.
And that can be really fun.
And it can make us get a little too creative
as well.
So we actually have been really good, I would say, in the last 60 days we've been looking at what can we let go of in our business.
Right. Yeah. But I know that there's people out there that are listening that, you know, they think, hey, oh, I got this great idea for a new t-shirt, a new product, a new, you know, coaching program, whatever it is. And yeah, this is the fun time that you get to put together how you're going to promote that and what it is you're going to create for the next year, the next quarter. So cool stuff.
So we have a couple of gifts for you guys. If you go check out the show notes at thepathtoprofitacademy.com and just click on the podcast button right at the top, it will get you directly to the show notes for this episode. We're going to put a picture of our wall calendar in there so you can see some of our planning that we're doing. But also I have a fun 12-month promotional calendar printable template with instructions that I just shared very briefly with you, with some more detailed instructions about how to create your promotional calendar, all lined out for you. So if you know this is something that you need to do and you love free downloadable printables that are colorful and bright and pretty, go check out our show notes at pathtoprofitacademy.com and click on the podcast button at the top of the page.
Cool stuff. I'm Brad Dobson. This is my lovely 33-year-old wife again this year.
53.
Dr. Manette Riordan.
53, I'm proud of it.
We will see you again next week.
On episode number 80. Wow.
Thanks for listening.